We don't get, I don't get too many small injuries claims. I accidentally get friends and family asking for free Lego, which is my fault because I've cultivated this. I was telling people, like, are you getting lots of free Lego? And I assumed I would. I sort of thought once I did the show, I would be getting like, I thought every single time they released a set, they would send me a few of them and like I would be part of the family. And so that never really eventuated. And now I buy lots of Lego anyway, because I am doing a show, I'm legitimately very into Lego.
Yeah.
So now I'm buying lots and people see it at the house and they're like, oh, mate. The Land Rover Defender. Did you get sent that? And I have to go, mate, what do you think? I'm a bloody host, mate. It feels like a letter. And then everyone's like, mate, do you reckon you could get me the Millennium Falcon? Like, you know, like how much do they send? I was like, man, they just, yeah, no worries. I'll get it for you.
I'll see what I can do. Yeah, yeah. Is it like one of those shows where obviously they make it look so easy, so when you go back and try and do it yourself, it's like, well, geez, these guys are actually pretty good at Lego.
I mean, I think like any reality show, it's funny, isn't it, where you get people that have like an amazing talent, like a singing show, for example, and we can't, like all of us can't sing like that. No, there's like 100 people in Australia that can sing like that. But after a little while, it doesn't stop you from being very judgy, of going, oh, I don't know if I do that. They are doing this insane stuff, this incredible creativity. They're like, essentially works of art. Every single team is producing works of art every episode. Yeah, I can't do a thousandth of a percent of what the contestants are able to do, but I am still privately very judgy.
What are you creating with your own two hands in the Blake household at the moment? A little bit of downtime, whether it be Lego or whether you're getting your Scott Cam on, and have you attempted to maybe build a bedside table?
And I would love to get my Scott Cam on. I will say this, we got a dustbuster and it needed, the charging dock needed to be drilled into the wall. Who stepped up? You got it, guys. Yeah, that's right.
I was waiting for you to say Sonny is great with a drill.
No, I was so proud of doing this because it's the kind of thing I'd probably like. Again, like we just let, I always have a list of junk that's gone wrong with the house build up, and then I usually just call a mate who's a builder. I go, mate, can you come around? Give us half a day. Can you please do all these things for me? And I bloody did it with my drill, mounted it, had to drill a few little holes for the cables to go through. I'm not trying to brag, but I guess I am. And I reckon the undoing, though, is when I got a grey lead pencil out because it's in our laundry in the cupboard, and I signed the wall.
Brilliant.
I gave myself a small plaque.
I know that feeling because I'm not like, I've got a deep voice, I've got a beard, I'm not manly at all. So when I can screw something in, I feel like, hey, I just put that in the wall. So, you know, get around me.
Well, mate, sign your name. I YouTubed how to clean out the sump pump on the dishwasher filter. Like you can clean out the filter, but then you can take it apart a little bit more and get into the fan of the filter. I had gloves on. I was doing stuff. I was getting in there. I was draining the water.
Wow.
I was so proud. I downloaded. There's an app you can get that we can create invoices that like actual tradies and stuff use. It's very easy. And I printed off an invoice and taped it to the washing machine for my wife's side.
I did see you almost had like a BBC interview moment where you were doing something promoting the show with news.com and the kids ran in because they wanted to watch an episode of Bluey. How much is that getting played in the household at the moment?
Oh, how it is. I mean, we love Bluey. Like, and we're idiots because any parent knows, like every parent loves Bluey, but especially at the moment when they're dropping new episodes, you should be rationing it, right? Like they're 7-minute episodes and like anyone with toddlers, like if I said to them, if you go, I mean, it drops at, I think it's 8:10 in the morning, but then it gets replayed in the afternoon or then it's on iView after that.
Yeah.
If you're letting the kids watch it at 8:10, you're an idiot. Like, you've got to drag it out all day. Like, do this for Bluey. If we do this, we're going to get Bluey. Like, you've got to get hours and hours and hours of behaviour out of Bluey. And that day, I had to talk to news.com and I was just like, all right, I'm breaking the glass here. I'll just put an episode of Bluey on. And so I was like, come on, guys, new Bluey. They're like, but we don't watch it till night. Like, oh, we're doing it early. So I chucked it on.
Yeah.
And the new episode happened, but I was doing like a Zoom call with news.com and you know, it was taking a little while, and it clicked over and into an old episode, and then my little girl Rudy was like, "No, I've seen Creek too many times," and so she just came and she was like, "Dad, it's an old episode."
It's bringing out the best and worst in us. So, but we will catch Lego Masters back on our TV screens, Channel 9. Hamish Blake, thank you so much for stopping by again, mate.
Of course, guys. Have a great one.